David, we should hear us. Shall we be prepared? Bring it. So it's all David, it is effective. Mashenki kabolas mitzvahs, if it shall be prepared, so in David, it's in effect. This is what this is Tesis Shiva. Oh, Tesis Ves, Daf, Memheim and Beis, Mili Togol El Induso, Teime, Doma Likamon. Now, the Gemara says, says that from Heyom and Beis Yevomes, Ahuda have a call bar al Mayasim. So there was a certain person, and everybody said about him that he was really not Jewish, that he was a Ben Ochas. Why? Because they said about him, Shaloi Tovlo Yimekishen Isgaibo. So it wasn't just a call, but it was verified, it was established that the mother of this apparent Jew was never table in Shingels. So, Omar Bishur Belay, Omar Kabase Milu Togul Nidus. In other words, that he is considered Jewish. The Jew, that his mother was never Tibelis in Shingels, but the mother was observing mitzvahs, and every time, every month, she went to Vile, which she to so, she observed mitzvahs, so every month, She went tefillah l'shem yidusa. So mimele she became a geyeres through the tefillah that she made l'shem yidusa. Even though the tefillah l'shem yidusa is not in the presence of Bezdin. So it appears from this gemara that the eved tefillah is effective even if it's not with Bezdin. And furthermore, now this tefillah was not a tefillah l'shem yidusa. It was a Jewish Midus. So it appears from this Gemara that in order to become a Geir, it's not necessary that the Tvile be explicitly Lishem Geus. It has to be a Tvile Lishem Yadus. Because of a mitzvah sator. In other words, if somebody, if a Goy or a Goye, will immerse himself or herself in a mikveh just to refresh himself or herself, then it's not a good Tvile. But if, let's say, a Goye, was developed herself with Shemidus because of the dinator that a nida has to be developed, so it's a tefillah with Shemidus, even though it wasn't explicitly with Shemidus, so it's also a good tefillah. So that way, so we see two chidushim in this Gemara. Number one, that tefillah, the eved, is effective even if it's not with Nebezdin. Number two, that even if the tefillah was not explicitly with Shemidus, but with Shemidus, so it's a good feeling. And then Ahuda Bikorli Bar Amoy, someone who was treated like a Jew, and then it was found out that he never was stable in Shingeos. Omar Bishir Belevi Milo Tobeli Kerye. He was an observant Jew. So true, he never made it feel in Shingeos, but he made it feel in Yadus because of the Minag Yadus, because of the mitzvah of Yadus. So mainly it was a Lishingeos also. Oh, so Tesis and the Kasha Tame Domali Kamon, the Gertzor Shleishon in Shkitzibbe. So then Tesis gives the Teretz, the Yeh Shleima, the Haidu Binon Shleisho, Haidu Likabolas HaMitzvahs, Avoluvit. So Tesis Shikhe is that Kabolas Mitzvahs is in Mochomo than Tfil. In other words, Kabolas Mitzvahs is Meatim. Without Kabolas Mitzvahs, so it doesn't become a Gea. And even if there is Kabolas Mitzvahs. But if there is no Bezdin by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so it's not a Geir. But Mila and Tfila is also Makif, but Shleisho it doesn't require. And Mila and Tfila does not have to be Lishim Geus Mamish. It has to be Lishim Yadus. The Rambam Shit is to the contrary. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that Mila and Tfila have to be with Shleisho. And if it's not with Shleisho, so then it's ineffective, it's null and void. So what do they do with the Gemara? Ahuda recovery by Maise, Omar Abbasin, Mili Tobu, and Tuso. So that even the Rambam explained it differently. Not that a Tvila Lishenidus is a good Tvila, for Geulus. In order that the tefillah should affect Geulus, so the tefillah must be beferesh l'shem Geulus. But here, a certain man was considered as a Jew because his mother, so, was Jewish. But then the rumor started to circulate that his mother never went through tefillah. So Rabasa said, we should not pay attention to such a woman. Because if we see that this woman always goes tefillah l'shem yiduso, so it's a raya that everything, why does she go tefillah l'shem yiduso? Because she wants to conform to the Torah. So it's a raya that this rumor has no basis. So it's a raya that there was tefillah, but the people of the town just didn't know. That doesn't mean that the people of the town have to know. Of the tefillah, maybe the tefillah took place 20 years ago, and there was a bezin too, but the people today don't know about it. They won't be mefarsem it. So in other words, according to Tesvis, so the tefillah when you do so itself affects Geulus. According to the Rambam, the tefillah when you do so itself doesn't affect Geulus. It has to be a tefillah in Geulus mamish, and it has to be with the bezin. But here, we are talking of a person who was for a long time he was considered a Jewish. And then all of a sudden a rumor started to circulate. He's a boy. That the mother never went through tefillah. So Rabasa said, since everybody knows that the mother is a Shemeres Mitzvah and that she goes every month tefillah, let me do so. So it's a raya that she did go through tefillah. And if they best, so the people don't know about it. But if it is established that the thing of an army, she didn't go through tefillah, or even if she did go through tefillah, she gave, but it wasn't with Nebezin, so then it's not a good Geulus. On the other hand, the Shittes Rambam is, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Miyakim. So in other words, most of the Geulim today, that take place, that are handled by conservative rabbis, or even very orthodox rabbis, not make any difference. It's Giyosh Leik Alochi, it doesn't make any difference. In order to be Giyosh Leik Alochi, it doesn't have to be handled after by a conservative rabbi. It can be handled by a very orthodox rabbi. If it's Shalik Alochi, Shalik Alochi. So the overwhelming majority of the Geulos today, I would say, at least 90%, all of America, is Giyosh Leik Alochi. But there is one type of Giyosh Leik Alochi that Lechatchila we're not allowed to be Migaya, but the Ebed, the Geulos is an effective Geulos. There is another type of Giyosh Leik Alochi that not only Lechatchila we're not allowed to do it, But even the Eved, it's not effective. So, let's say, so most of the Geulim, who are Misgaya by Orthodox Rabbonim, and then, after the Geulos, they deport themselves, like Goyim, no Shabbos, no Kashkas, no Tazan Shpoch, and nothing. So according to the Rambam, they are Geulim. According to Tesvis, they're not. According to Tesvis, they're not. Now, Tesvis, there is a machlikis between a machlikis tanoim in regard to the kusim, whether kusim gira emesei or kusim gira roisei. Why? So one tanoim says, the tanoim will say, kusim gira roisei. Why? Because the posik says, melochim, esel kimo yireim, vesel eim oyreitim. So after the one is gaya, the kusim, adishim roni. So they were going, whom Sancheirev brought over from other countries, and he settled them in Eretz Yisrael. And then they were attacked by the lions. So in order to ward off any attack by the lions, so they were Migaya themselves. But after they were Migaya themselves, so the posik is made, Eselikim Oyoreim, they fear that Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Eselikim Oyoreim, they continue to worship their idols anyway. So there is a machlekes, whether Kusim Girem Yisein or Kusim Girago Yisein. Now, if we say Kusim Girago Yisein, so the Kusim are going. If we say Kusim Geremesei, they are Jews. Now we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Geremesei, except that with Eri Shal Ravame, so the Chachomim were Geizeya, that they should have a din of Gag. But Midraise, until the Takone by Ravame, so we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Geremesei, they are Jews. So here in Gemara Murakame, in the same Sukkim, the Gemara mentions also the Machlekes, where the Gabi Kusim, where the Kusim Geremesei, Kusim Geraise. So one Mandoma says, Kusim Gira Raise. They're not Gira. The Apple Gabri Paskino is the Kamari Gomez, Haloche the Kiremes, Pulon, Hane Mile Hashem is Gaira Ligam. Abu Gira Raise the Hoche, Lun is Gaira Ligam. He received the Kosa the Shemo Yereim, Vesalikeim Oyeim. So in other words, so he says, Because the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be mikabel here if he is misgaya himself out of an ulterior motive, because he fell in love with a Jewish girl, or if a goye wants to be misgaya herself because she fell in love with bachur in Israel, so we're not allowed to be misgaya. But suppose they were misgaya, so the geus is half. There is no shaila about the geus. So yes, the kashe. So why do many Tanoim say Kusmiya Aroye say? But everybody says Aloche Digeremes say Hanen Milei Hashem is Gairam Ligam. Aber the Aroye is the Aloche Eloi is Gairam Ligam. Ki Dirsi Biko Es Adishem Oyoi Ves Eloi Es Elohei Em Oyoi. So when do we say that even though someone is with Gair out of an ulterior motive, so he's still a good girl, he's a girl domo, if he's misguided out of an ulterior motive, but once he's misguided, he's a Shema Mitzvah. Mashiach can hear the cousin, they were misguided out of an ulterior motive, and after the Geus they continue to worship idols. So Mimele, the Geus is not even effective there. Then Teza says, Umandoma Geremes. So the question is, why does one Mandoma say Geremes? And that's the way you pass him, the Geremes. So bad with safe is Gairoligam. So Tesis is saying, and this Tesis is mentioned in Yivomes, in Chul, in three places, Tesis says the same thing. So Tesis says that the Mandoma who says Kusim Geremes, why the Geremes? That at the end, they were misguided and they gave up the Avodah Zarah. Only the first few years after the Geus, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. But after a few years, they gave up the Avodah Zarah. The implication being that if the Kusim had never given up the Avodah Zarah and they had died, as if they are disordered, then everybody would agree that they are not there. Why? Because Kabbalah, one of the ingredients of Geus, according to Teisves, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to Teisves, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more chamur than Bilehu Tefillah. All the three are me'akim, but Bilehu Tefillah is effective even shaloi b'fnei bezin. And this has to be b'fnei bezin. So the melech of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Teisves shiti is, Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service by saying, I hereby undertake to observe all the mitzvahs. It has no worth if there is lip service. If Kabbalah's mitzvahs means must be followed by committing. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, by commitment to the Torah, then it's just lip service, so it's nothing. So the Geus is no Geus. And the reason is why one Mandoma says that Geremes, because we've saved this guy with them. I said, in the Chumash here, so I said, I mean, and it cannot be explained any other way. This doesn't mean Mandoma Geremes, so that we've saved this guy with them, that they went through a new tefillah and a new mile. So why does one Mandoma say, Kusim Geravoy say? So this guy with them means that at the beginning, when they were misguided, they continued for a few years to worship idols, as the Pasuk is made on them. But then at the end, so they give up the Avodah Zarah. So Mimele, that's the Machlokes. So it's not the Machlokes in Mitzvahs. That's the Machlokes. In view of the fact that Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is an essential ingredient in Geus, and without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so the Geus is null and void. And Kabbalah's Mitzvahs cannot consist of mere lip service. So Kabbalah's, in order to be considered Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, it must be translated in action. It must be followed up by commitment. So the question is this. Suppose there is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and at first, it is not followed up by commitment, but ultimately, it results in commitment. So that's the Machlokes. So, the Mandoma who says, Kusim Geharoi is saying, so when is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, if it is immediately translated into commitment? But if at first, so there is no Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but later on, after a few years, they become Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so then they require new Geus, and new Geus they didn't go through a new Geus, some Mele, There is no Geus. Mandoma who says Kusim Geremes say, as long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ultimately results in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Even though for a certain period there was no Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Anyway, so we see according to Tesis there is a machlekes between Mandoma who says Kusim Geraho say and Kusim Geremes say and Kusim Geremes say, and we pass like the Mandoma Kusim Geremes say. We pass him like the Mandoma, Kusim Geremes. So that means that Kabbalah's mitzvahs there has to be, but it, as long and a couple of mitzvahs has to result in shmiras hamitzvahs, and as long as it ultimately results in commitment, so then it is a good couple of mitzvahs. So memeila, this is the pshat according to Rashi and Bavakami, rather than according to Rashi and Bavakami in regard to Eker. So there is a machlekes in mitzvahs. There is no machlekes in mitzvahs. You see, the Tanakhama says that it's an Yosheh Ubanoch. Even though, if you were to count all those assimilated Jews who call themselves Jews, all those assimilated who apparent Jews, so you would have Rubom Geili. But you see, you just had a mute of real Jews, and then you had the majority of the inhabitants of Rekem. So were human beings who were misgaya, and they were mitabel mitzvahs. Elo shein tei v'neyagim lechukis anochim v'arein ki Yisrael mumeh. What does it mean, v'neyagim lechukis anochim? It doesn't mean that they don't observe kashas. It means darim l'amizor. But Rashi emphasizes elo shein tei. What does it mean? Sometimes you can find a geah who is misgaya, and he really wants to be mitabel mitzvahs. He wants to be mitabel mitzvahs, but he's so ignorant he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. But if he'll be told that this is against the Torah, so he'll immediately give it up. But he was not told that this is against. So these so-called Jews never became committed Jews. Why? Not that they defied the Torah. They were willing to comply with all the mitzvahs at all. But they were so ignorant that they didn't even know that it's against the Torah to worship idols. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda calls them Teim. Elo Shein Teim. V'neyagim b'chukis anochim. V'arim k'Yisroel mumeh. So the Tanakhama says, inasmuch as Avodah Zorah, Yish kulo k'neged kol ha'tere kule, and mumeh l'Avodah Zorah is mumeh l'chol ha'tere kule, and in the Chumash we pointed out that if someone is a Jew who is an Eved Avodah Zorah, even if he's a Kinik Shein Yishbo, he still has a din of mumeh l'chol ha'tere kule. He still has a din of mumeh l'chol ha'tere kule. Even though he's a Kinik Shein Yishbo, he's anonymous, he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, but a din of mumeh l'chol ha'tere kule, he is. So the Tanakhama says, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an important ingredient, and if true there was Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it never resulted in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, they remained in Avodah Zarah. True, they were such geilim that had they been taught, they would become Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But they were so ignorant, no one ever enlightened them about the Torah, and they remained in their ignorance. So they remained in Avodah Zarah for the rest of their lives. So the Tanakhama says, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lacking. True, they could have become Jews if somebody had enlightened them. But the fact is that no one enlightened them. So memele, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs element was not realized because it never resulted in commitment. This is Tanakhama. So memele, the Tanakhama says, they did not become Jews. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since they were becoming Jews, and they were willing to comply with the mitzvahs, and if any Jew had enlightened them and they told them that Avodah Zarah is against the Torah, they would have abandoned Avodah Zarah. But no Jew enlightened them. So machmas toyes, machmas ignorance, they are neyagim b'chukis anochim. So memele it's considered that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs and they are Jews. So in other words, so it's not a machlekes in mitzvahs, but it's a machlekes in a din. Now, this is that we can say this pshat in Rashi according to Teisa Shite. But according to the Rambam Shite, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not even Me'akei, so then we have to, according to the Rambam, we have to explain the machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda the way Rashi explains it in Nide. In other words, according to Rashi in Nide, so the Shaila is, so true, there is Rov inhabitants are going, but there was a major portion of the population that were a major portion of the population that were named like goyim. They were named like goyim, and they did not comply with the tzniyas. So the question is, do we have to be cheshesh for that major mute or not? So that's the machlekes. So according to that pshat, it would be mashma, according to Rashi Tufshan, in Ide, so it would be mashma than contrary. According to Rashi Tufshan in Vavakame, so that means that in regard to that child, suppose someone will become a mitzvah, and he's really, you have such a little among, Jerim are produced in the United States and it changed. In the same way, as everything else is packed on a chain in the United States, so Gerim are also produced on a chain. So you have all kinds of Gerim. You have Gerim that do not have the intention to become committed Jews, and no matter how much you guide them, they'll still not abandon their lifestyle to which they adhered before they were Mizgayer. And you have Gerim who, while they deport themselves like going mulim, if somebody had approached them and had been mikabel them and had told them what Torah is, they would become Jews. So the question is, so it's a very relevant child. What about these? Well, first of all, there is a shaila, even in connection with the Gerim, who are not willing to become committed Jews, with all the guidance. So according to the Rambam, they are Gerim. According to Teisves, they're not there. And then, even according to Teisves, that when there is no Shiras HaMitzvah, so the Geos is null and void, suppose it is the kind of a Ger who is not a Shimon, not a committed Jew, but he's not a committed Jew because of ignorance. He doesn't know what Shabbos is, he doesn't know anything. But if he would be approached and would be told, he would become a Shimon Mitzvah. I know of such instances too. So the question is, does he have a din of a Jew or not? So, according to Rashi's Pshat, in Bava Kami, it's a machleket between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and our Lord is like Tanakam. So it would mean that he's not a Ger, according to Rashi's Pshat in Nideh. So the machleket is as to whether we have to be cheshish or not for these Gerim. So Tanakam says we don't have to be cheshish and the kesem came from those Gerim. But if we knew that the kesem originated with those Geiris, those Nochiris who were Mizgayer and who deport themselves like Goyim, since they are only Teim, so then it would be Mitame. So according to Rashi's Pshat Nideh, it's Mashma, that even if we assume that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Matim, so but if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, but the Kabbalah's Mitzvah does not result in any Shmiras HaMitzvah because of ignorance, and if the Geir would be told what the Mitzvah Torah is, he would start observing those mitzvahs, so then he's considered a Ger. Mikvar Ludin Lulud. Emery, she is the Lud, we are Shminon, the Avalpi, she hoiso Mikvis Kvaludin, al Shem Bnei Ludin, she hoi mitzuyin botomi, at the Hochet or Chlema before the Lechner or for the Lechner. We will Hoshiv, she Ludas. Now, what's Kvaludin Lulud? That's Muvois. So the V says, so why is the Ri was bothered by a certain kasha? The important thing is that even though it is so close, that it's even enclosed movement within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, whatever movement means, we saw that two pshat in the Miri. One pshat is that movement means it's surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that it's within the 2,000 amu radius, in other words, it's from Shabbos. So whatever movement means, so the important thing is here that Rav Lezer is telling us, the chiddush of Rav Lezer is that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kfar Ludin, which was chutzlah, but it was so close that it was even mubleh b'sich tchumei Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say v'nechtu v'nechtu. So why does he have to say Rav Lezer afil me Kfar Ludin v'lud? Rav Lezer ima afil me Kfar Ludin. Why does he, the destination in which he delivers the get is of no importance. The import of significance is the place from which he delivers the get, not the place in which he delivers the get. So why does he say Mikvaludim Lulud? Let him say Mikvaludim. Difference it make where that even if the get was executed in Kvaludim, which is Mugleb Zichtumish Eretz Yisrael, and he delivers it in Eretz Yisrael, so what difference does it make where delivered it? Whether it delivered in Lud or in Chevron or in Yerushalayim? What difference does it make? The important thing is that even if it is brought from Kvaludim, why does it mention Lud? Imeri, she is Gelud, La Shmina, La Mokisho, is Nikris Kvaludim, Al Shem Bnei Ludim, Shoyim Mitzuyim, על שם ירודים שהם מצויים בוטום אפילו הוכה צורך לימא לפון הנכתב ולפון הנכתב ולא יחושב כלוד עצמא. In other words, כבלודים לודוס נארציסון and כבלודים was not Chutzlores but very close. So apparently כבלודים, the connection between כבלודים and לוד was like the connection between Chicago and Skokie. So it's now you have the number of Jews in Skokie now, but all the Jews who live now in Skokie, at first they lived in Chicago, in West Rogers Park, in Hollywood Park, in Peterson Park, and then they moved to Skokie. So there is a great connection between Skokie and Chicago. So the same thing was true of Baludim and Lud. In other words, that not only it's a chiddush, that even if a shliach delivers a get from Baludim, and where does he deliver the get? To Lud. And all the inhabitants, the present inhabitants, residents of Baludim, originally lived in Lud. They originally lived in Lud. But then, within the last few years, they moved from Lud to Baludim. So you could have a very strong case that there shouldn't be a requirement for Nechtel, for Nechtel. Why would the Chachamim be such a for Nechtel, Nechtel? But here, it was sent by someone who originally lived in Lud. And it was sent to Lud. So there is certainly great communication between Ludim and Lud. I mean, all the people came from Lud. So there is great communication. So it's a mitzvah mikane. So still, shall we tachle with Dines Hayam? So Rabbi Lezer says that we have to say for now. All right. The Rabbi Lezer of Eirich, the Rabbi Lezer is Kershe Mirem, ki da Amrino, acha Rabbi Lezer le Lud. Because Rabbi Lezer at the Tane lived in Lud. That's why he mentioned Lud. But then Rabbi Lezer make any difference. Where it is brought, whether it is brought in Lud or it is brought in Yerushalayim or it is brought in Hebron or in Chayke. But he mentioned this. Ve nira levi, di kol shim shlo yetzorich lahaskia, ke heichel u inoka kane kamen in dines hayam, le arz Yisroel. Vi pshiti yidi be arz Yisroel koe. So why should he mention it? The kane kamen doesn't say, I may be getting dines hayam le arz Yisroel. Because where does the kane kamen live? He lives in arz Yisroel. So me mele, he doesn't say, oh, it's not such a strong kash. All right. Vi ashkelen kidoren. So Ashkelon and southward of Ashkelon is Chutzlores. And then you only officially have delivered the get from south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon included. So he has to say for Nech. So that means that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but itself has a din of Chutzlores. Hish Yor Amitam, the Ashkelon of Eretz Yisrael, the Chesed Yishua, the Zoret, the Nisheret, Hajdevi, the Ashkeloni, וכסיב יפילו לי ישראל נח לו כאשר ציבי סוח ועקח לו דו כי תכסיז לי שייפטים ויהיו כתיהודי סעזו וסעשו וסבולו. So it's mentioned in שייפטים that Ashkelon Yehudo was Kevesh. So it's Eretz Yisrael. How is it the Mishnah says that it's Chutzla? ואם רב נתם דליבוב אלוי כפשו כי דום אמצל כמה דחול כי אני ראשון אבי כוח כושר מצרים ולא יקופשו לבובר ולכך אם תלמדך חומר מצויים שם ואין בו תדינים קבועים שם. In other words, there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. Now in the here, I mean it was printed years ago in the journal of Yeshivas of Shulchanon. It's on this day's verse and also on the Sugiei and on the Sugiei Chofeim Ksubes, Rabbonim Berat. But he discusses the meaning of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that not only were they in Mitzrayim Kevesh, but in Lebovel were also Kevesh. And then there is another type of Eretz Yisrael that they were in Mitzrayim more Kevesh and in Lebovel were not Kevesh. Now there is a difference in the thing. In regard to the Kedusha Rishayno, that Yehoshua was Mekadish Eretz Yisrael, so we pass the Kedusha Rishayno Kicho Lishayto Viloi Kicho Lasilo. That means that the Kedusha that was realized in Eretz Yisrael through the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by Yehoshua came to an end with the Golas Vaisrish, with the Chum Vaisrish and by Nuchadetz. It came to an end. Now, so that means that in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedushin. Had no Kedushin. Then, when Koresh, King Cyrus, granted the license to the Jews in Babel and Poras to go to Eretz Yisrael and build up Eretz Yisrael and to settle in Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately they were granted the license to build this Hamikdash. So then Ezra and Nehemiah and Chagaschar and Malachi were again Mikadosh Eretz Yisrael. That was the second Kedushin. But how did Chochim Kopshim Mitzrayim and Kopshim Babel? So the Mele, those places that they were Mitzrayim were cage and the Babel were not cage, so have no Kedushin now, because the first Kedushin came to an end. Now, most Rishonim passed that the second Kedushin is Kitchel Ishai to the Kitchel Ishai. But the first Kedushin is Kitchel Ishai to the Kitchel Ishai. So the Mele, so those places that the Ilibobel were Kevish, that the Ilibobel were Kevish, I mean, Dafke the cities that so much pressure is being exerted by Carter and the State Department, and even by many Jews, and even by so-called Jewish leaders, that should be given way to the Arabs. So Dafke, these places are the places that they were in the bubble walking, that had pushed us out this one. But there are certain places that the Babel were not Jewish. So the Mele, they do not have Bishas Eretz Yisrael. Because true, after the Chum Bais Rishon, they had Bishas Eretz Yisrael, but with the Chum Bais Rishon, so that Bishas came to an end. And the second Bishas was never Chalanet. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshua in the Babel, and there is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshua in Mitzrayim, or not Kofshua in the Babel. Now, as far as Trumis and Maisres is concerned, so Trumis and Maisres depends upon Kedushin. Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, but there are many other points. The Trumis and Maisres depend upon Kedusha's orders, not upon the Shemer of Israel, but upon Kedusha's orders. And so Mele, the places that Kofshua and Mitzrayim and Kofshua and Babel, like Beishon, so the Gemara Yechum says, look Kofshua and Babel. So Mele seems the Kedusha Rishino terminated, and the Kedusha Shnio was never realized on Beishon. So Beishon is not higher than Trumis Maisres, because Mitzvahs Akluis Boretz, like Trumis Maisres, Leke, Chik, Chepeye, so require Kedushas on it. But then the Rambam says, Ligabi Smiche, the Rambam says in Zilch Sanhedrin, Ligabi Smiche, that now Smiche is only made in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not made in Chutz Loretz. So the Rambam says that Kol HaMikim Yishikov Shilu Mitzrayim, Akal Pisha, Loikov Shilu Bobel, Smiche Neyeges Ben. Why? Because Smiche is not Tolu in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Smiche is Tolu in Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Pshutiki Mashmoy, the land of the Jews, of the Jewish. What does it mean? The land of the Jews. Jews could, a group of Jews, of multimillionaires, could buy all of Argentina. They could buy territory, land, and buy all of Argentina. So it wouldn't have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because then they'll have private title in Argentina if they'll buy part of Argentina. But Eretz Yisrael means that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, apart from the private title that each Jew might have in a specific portion of land, because he is a descendant of Zvon, he is a descendant of Yehuda, he is a descendant of Benjamin, so he might have title in a specific portion of land, in a small piece of land, but there is title to all of Eretz Yisrael, is vested in Klal Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, that gives it a Shem, Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz of Yisrael. In other words, that belongs to the Jewish people, that belongs to the Knesset Yisrael. So the Mele, Smiche is not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Smiche is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what is the essence of Shem Eretz Yisrael? The fact the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. The title is vested in Klal Yisrael. Now, so Mimele, Ligabim Mitzvahs Akluis Boretz, that is stolen to Jezer Eretz Yisrael. So Mikay Mishikov Shom Tzayr Kov Shalik Bovel, so does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Ligabim Smiche, so that is stolen in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So, the Goles Mivachad Netzar, the Chum Bais Rishon, did not divest title from the Knesset Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael had an Eretz Yisrael. So, So the Ramban says that first of all, as far as Eretz Knan is concerned, so that was given to the Obes, and through the Obes, so it belonged, it descended the Yerushe to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom. So the Ramban Chumash says, what does it mean, Achuz HaSeilom? That no kibush in the world by enemies can divest the title of Klal Yisrael. So it's not shayach to say that the kibush of Nebuchadnezzar divested the title that Klal Yisrael held in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Achuz HaSeilom. So Memele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Knoan dates back to Avraham Avinu, even before the kibush Yerushua. So the Mele, too, we say, now the halacha is that Tusha Lishenu is Kisha Lishaito, Loi Kisha Lishaito, Tusha Shnio is Kisha Lishaito, Loi Kisha Lishaito. So the Rambam raises the question, why is Tusha Shnio better than Tusha Lishenu? So the Rambam gives the teretz, because Tusha Lishenu was on the kibush. So the Mele, Tusha that is real, that takes effect, through kibush comes to an end with the kibush of the Goyim. Since the Tusha took effect through kibush by the Jews, so it came to an end for the kibush by the Goyim. But the Tusha Shnio did not take effect through kibush. There was no kibush. They were not, until the Hashmonaim, so the Jews in the Baal Shem in the Second Commonwealth had no independence, had no sovereignty. Only with the Hashmonaim they gained the gate sovereignty. So how? So there was no kibush. So how was that the soil is kadesh to Chazoke? Because they settled upon the land. So if the Tusha takes effect through kibush, then it comes to an end through the kibush by the Goyim. But if the Kedusha takes effect through Chazoke, so it doesn't come to an end through the kibush by the Goyim. So that's why Tusha Rishenu is Kichol Yishaito and Goyim Kichol Zilove, and Tusha Shlio is Kichol Yishaito and Kichol Zilove. That's in regard to the halachas like Tumis and Maisras, Misnatois, Borets, that are grounded in Tusha Seretz Yisrael. So the Mela that became in Shekov Shilu Mitzrayim for Shilu Bobel, there is no Mitzvah Zakloiz Boretz. Masha'im came Smiche, that is stolen Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? That it belongs to the Jewish people. So, it belongs to the Jewish people even before the Kibush Yerushua. It belonged. Eretz Yisrael Mosek Ez Biyodeinu Ma'aveseinu. So even before the Kibush Yerushua. So Mela the Kibush Nebuchadnezzar could not negate the collective title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. So the Mele Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. That's why the Rambam says that Smicha is made in all the kings, Shekavshu and Mitzrayim, Lekavshu and Mitzrayim. Now the question is, here the Chachomim were misaki, that if someone brings a get from Chutz Loretz, so he has to say before a Nechta or before a Nechta. All right, the Tam is because of Mishmo, the Tam is because of Yitzum, the Tam is. That's the Tam. But then, there was made, the Kodesh Chachomim was made, so it's not Mistabea, that every time Shliach delivers a get, so the Besdin will appoint a group of experts to determine on its merit whether this particular village from which the get was delivered to Israel is Eidi Mitzuyim Kaimei Dabkei Lishmona. I mean it's so. Once the Chachomim made it a Kone, so it's like proof. So to the Tam is because of Lishmo, it became Lishmo because it's Yerushalmi. But then there was a takone, that if a get is executed and delivered from Chutz Loretz, so we have to say, Shliach has to say, Ponechta, Ponechta. The time is because normally, in Chutz Loretz, there are aiming with Yerushalmi. But we are not at liberty to determine each situation and its merits, whether they are aiming with Yerushalmi, not aiming with Yerushalmi. So, I mean, that is obvious. So, Kabbalah Tamashiti is that on account of the fact that usually those places where the Rebobel, that the Rebobel were not Kibish, so there weren't many Talmid Chachomim, there were nobody in. So the Mele the Tanakhonis Chachomim was that before a Nechtam should be based upon Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedushe, not from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. In other words, so what do we have to consider here? Whether the get was executed in the Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not whether it was executed in Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Ramatam says. Aber kosche, die Recken, die Chag, und Marsch, und Aachen, da bei Chutz Lorenz, Buchsiv, in Yeshua, by Kachu, is Kodesh, Baal Abdoli. So then you'll say the same Teretz. Because here, Chutzloretz means Chutzloretz in the sense of Dusha Zahat Yisrael. Not Chutzloretz in the sense of Shemaat Yisrael. Bilek, el nein bad lekov shu eni bobel, di bisikri bi pash ez voye ike, chosh it rekem lechago ba lekov shu eni bobel. So the mele, you shouldn't say, bifonai, nechtav, u bifonai, nechtav. You shouldn't say, for nechtav, for nechtav. And here, Rabbi Ram Gamliel says, so you shouldn't say, bifonai nechtav, u for nechtav. You shouldn't say, for nechtav, for nechtav. And Rav Gamliel says, Afa maybe min rekim lachaga, he has the same for lechtav for lechtav. And Tanakamu says, no, it's for a different reason, because of Aloch of Smuches. V'yesh leimah, v'tri rekim lechaga, v'yesh rekim lechaga v'chzika v'abrom, v'yesh ibu kodesh v'yishuv, v'yitab minom, v'rekim lechagro, v'arzi shal Abim Elah, v'lach plisht, v'yesh hoyo v'arz Yisrael, the Mistome, the Avrom, Yitzchok, or Yidori, Be'eretz Yisrael. So in other words, so Rekem Lechagor, that is mentioned in connection with Avrom of Vinu. So that was Be'eretz Yisrael. What's the Raya? Because that was Plishti. And Avrom and Yitzchok, for a certain time, they dwelled in Plishti. And Plishti was Be'eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, out of devotion to us, so they called Be'eretz Yisrael. among the Philistines. That's why it was called Palestine. But Jesus says the same thing. I mean, that Christian is now Israel. So Palestine now Israel is Hanah. So they say, oh, you're about Israel. You must not make that one bit so called you're not about Israel. Or you should not make the Christian out Israel. They say, I can have a Marob out Israel. The Christian, the Marob, the young Christian, the Mediterranean Sea young Christian. The young Christian who grew Marob out Israel. We reckon, we have on Masnitz, no, you have a Mizrach. Give them little reckon in Mizrach. So it's different reckons. So it's different reckons. So, Ramtam says, the thing of Amame, there are two reckons. There is a reckon that is the Mairo, and that is our Israel Manish. And it is even Kofshur the Kobel. And then there is another reckon that is Mizrach, and that's Chutzlach. Now the question is, when he says, when Tam says that the rekem of the Mishneh is not the rekem of the Plishtim, so, but it's a rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chutz Loretz. What does it, Tam mean it's Chutz Loretz? Does it mean it's Chutz Loretz Mamesh, like the United States? Or it means he calls it Chutz Loretz because Tam Shita is that the Takonim von Nechtam von Nechtam is contingent upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Gdushas. And if something is chutzlorets in the sense of Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, even though in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael it's Eretz Yisrael, so then vis-a-vis before the Nech Damit is to be treated like chutzlorets. So maybe even the Rekem B'Mizroch has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But regarding the Nech Damit, it's treated like chutzlorets because the Nech Damit is a requirement in any place, that does not have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. As long as it is Chutz Loretz, in the sense of Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. That remains to be seen. Right. Now, he says, Teisa says, that Plishtim, that Rekem Lechador that was in the Plisht of the Plishtim, must have been in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Raya? Well, he mentions another Raya, but one Raya is, in the stomach that won't be Yitzchok or in the Eretz Yisrael. Why is such a mistamed? Because, Chazal say, Kiyem Avraham Avinu is called a Terekot. So, Mimele, Avraham Avinu must have written that as well. But from this basis, we can deduce a very important thing. Now, we just saw that there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there is a type of Eretz Yisrael, not in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. For example, Bishon. So, Dusha Lishenu was realized there, Dusha Shniyo was not realized, Dusha Lishenu was bottled, Dusha Shniyo was not bottled. So, in the Melee, there was no Dusha Shniyo. And Bishon, so Bishon has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he was not there, a Dusha Eretz Yisrael. So, Tumas of Israel depends upon Dusha Eretz Yisrael. Smiche and Egla Rufi. Now, another thing that depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Dusha Eretz Yisrael, is Egla Rufi. Egla Rufi is only made in Eretz Yisrael, not the Chutz Loretz. So, it's mentioned in the Rambam that every mocking that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Egla Rufi is late. Egla Rufi is late. So, the question is, how about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah that I say, mitzvah chiyubis, to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah that I say chiyubis. But I spoke about that, and it was also written in the Torah Shebaal Peh of Mr. Rav Kook. So I show that according to the Rambam, there is also a key mitzvah that I say living in Eretz Yisrael. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyubis, according to the Rambam, it's only mitzvah chiyubis. So there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's imperative, and according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyubis. Now, what does it depend on? Does it depend upon Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? How about, can you be mekayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael by living in Bishon? Or not? So there is a riot from this basis. Teisa says, the mistome lavron v'yitzchok o yedor in Eretz Yisrael. Why? How does Jesus know? Why such a presumption? Because, ki em avron v'yitzchok o yedor in Eretz Yisrael. And one of the mitzvahs of Torah is, dire Eretz Yisrael. So the main lavron v'yitzchok certainly cannot be suspected of not fulfilling that mitzvah. So if we say that the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It depends only upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. Then we can understand very well this is right. Because true Avraham Avinu lived before Eretz Yisrael was Niskadish. Because when was Eretz Yisrael Niskadish for the first time? Through the Kiddush Yeshua. Avraham and Yitzchok lived hundreds of years before the Kibush Yoshua. So Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Knoan as it was called, was not Kodesh because Eretz Yisrael was not affected in the time of Avraham and Yitzchok. Eretz Knoan was not affected during the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael had, because the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. In other words, so to whom was it given? To Avraham Avinu. So merely the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Bris Min Absori, when the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Avraham Avinu, Lezarecho Nasati. So if we are going to say that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Knoan had, from the Bris Min Absori, and so maybe we understand this is right. The Mistome Avraham v'Yitzchok, or you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Why such a mistomach? Because Kim Avraham Avinu is not very correct. But if we are going to assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and if someone will live in Beshor, that Mekemi, Shekhov Shuel Mitzrayim, Berekhov Shuel Boda, he will not be Mekai in the mitzvah of Yerashtim Yishavtim Bo. So what's the raya that Avraham Avinu, that why, how can this say, Avraham Avinu would certainly not live in a place that is not Eretz Yisrael? Why not? Because Kim Kolatere Kule. But the Kim HaMitzvah depends upon Kedusha. And even by living in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, so Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolatere Kule. But something that we couldn't be Mekayim now, so it's not shayach to say that Avraham Avinu tried to be Mekayim. So it's a raya bruma. From this day says that the mitzvah of Diran Eretz Yisrael does not require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then there is another ayah. I mean, it's Mifuresh. First of all, the Kaftar Referes says that the mitzvah of Diran Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even the Mikenis, Shekopshur in Israel, Shekopshur in Bobel, there is a mitzvah of Yeresh and Yishakal. But then the Ramban is in our mitzvahs, where he mentions the Asogi, why the Rambam does not include the Kayak, the mitzvah Yerishtem Yishavtemo. So he says, Umasha Amrinon Besete, that Melchemes Mitzvah, the Melchemes Yeshua Lirbeish, Eine Melchemes Nege Zainami. So the Rambam explains that Melchemes Yeshua Lirbeish means the Melchome Nege Zainami. The Rambam says it doesn't mean Zainami. Zainami is a separate mitzvah. But when Gemara says Melchemes Yeshua Lirbeish, the Gemara means any Melchome to take possession of the Eretz Yisrael from the Goy, even Bismar Hazeh, is a Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Mitzvah. And why was Melchemes Yehoshua Melchemes Mitzvah? Also because of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Now, so if we say that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then we can understand as to why it was Melchemes Mitzvah. Because when Yehoshua started the war against the Zion enemy, at that moment, so Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan was not as yet Niskadish versus Eretz Yisrael, because it became Niskadish through the war. But when he started the war, so it had no Kedusha, so the Kedusha took effect through the Kibush, through the Muhammad. So if we want to assume that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo is grounded in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, so there could be a mitzvah now of waging the war to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is already Niskadish. But how could Yeshua be mitzvah to be Kedush Eretz Yisrael? At the time when he started the war, it was not as yet Niskadish. It became Niskadish after all the wars of Yeshua. So it's a raya that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo has nothing to do with Kedush Eretz Yisrael, but it has to do with the Shem. All right. Now, the Yaakov, after that, the Kopshu of the Gomer, Kidikoma, we say this to this, Ababe Abim Nashi Kipidache, who appeared to Misha Oze, Kodich Remain of the Akko Rab, the Atisroi Rab, who can have a lifter of Abono Madode, the Ake have a lifter of Madode, with Misha Oze, what is without his holy Lawrence? So, and he says, Tam says, that Akko has to be Kapshuri Bodhrosa. The Rai is two rights. One Rai is Rabbi Abu Menashe, keep it out there. Jehotsu Abu Decho, Sabo Neo, Vesapo Yechayelui. Vesapo Yechayelui. So, it's a Rai that Kapshuri Bodhrosa. So, the Ritva says that this is no right. This is no right. Because even if it's Roy Kapshuri Bodhrosa, but Chibas Eretz Yisrael, it has. Chibas Eretz Yisrael, it has. So in other words, so we see, I mean, in Machlokes, I don't know what the Machlokes is, but you see that the Kontra Metan, Chibas Eretz Yisrael, I mean, Chibas Eretz Yisrael in the sense that the Pasuk of Shirotza Avodecho, Es Avoneo, Es Avor Yechenu, that they should kiss the stones and the sand. So that, according to the ritual, it does not have to be based upon Dushe, even without Dushe, just the Kinyan of Am Yisrael. So give and doubts Eretz Yisrael with Chibet, in the sense of Jehotza Avodecho Es Avoneo, Es Avor Yechenu, Es Avor Yechenu, and according to Ramadan, so too, Shem Eretz Yisrael is of great significance, and as far as the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Shem Eretz Yisrael is enough without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in order to have the Chibas Eretz, in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho, Es Avoneo, Es Avor Yechenu, that requires Dushi. That requires Dushi. I mean, what does a person, what does a Jew kiss? A Jew kisses a Zibator, a Jew kisses a Mizuzeh. I mean, something that has Dushi. So, Memele, if we say that Akko has Dushi, so then it's worthwhile to be kissed. But if he doesn't have Dushi, just the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't come within the Pasuk, that's Rabbeinu Tam's story. So he shouldn't come within the Pasuk of Kirotza Avodecho Es Avoneo Vesapor Yechenu. So that's one raya. But this raya is not just a strong raya, because the Ritva says, if he doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so it still has Chibas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another raya. With Eric Mishol, they probably remain ready at Lav Me'at Yisrael Abbe, Amgivit Rabbe Ma'adode, Ba'adam Amgivit Ma'adode, Mifi Shos was in Eretz Yisrael Mechutz Loret. Now turn to the Gemore, Tachan Goh. Mishne says, Dachan Goh in Dao, Harei Zegiteir, in Rebosim Ikana Shoshin Yeh, he gives a get to the Isha, to his wife, and he said, this Gerashi should be effective if I don't come back. And he was heading northward, towards Minasaya, northward. And he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be regracious. In other words, if I do come back within 30 days, you should not be regracious. So he reached Akko, and then he came back, his beetle flowing. So you know, I say, Kash, I know the data. The name of the Akko in the Sayam Kaime. The Akko in the Sayam Kaime, because more assumed that the Megarish stipulated only one time. In other words, you should be Megarish, as he said to his wife, if I don't come back within 30 days, that means, if I reach Chutzlots, and I don't come back, and for 30 days I don't return, then you should be regracious. But if I reach Chutz Loretz and I return before 30 days expire, then you should not be regracious. And if you allow to return back immediately, so it's the Chozar is Bittul Knoi. So it's a Raya, the Akum is a Yam Kain. Vodar of Sapre, Kavim Mishter, Abone Mad Bode, the Akum is a Mishter, 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 We should not tell us foil. Kavim mit Rabbanu Ma'adodet in Yisayam, Shor Yehim Chimri, Niteiro Be'at Yisroel, Kishachizu Bodeyem, Hoyu Chavereyem Ne'at Yisroel Mulab Ne'ison, Ad Ako, Umishom Niftor Mehem, Shor Otso Ne'at Yisroel, Motis Lechutz Loret, So Rashi emphasizes here. Rashi emphasizes. Shor Otso Ne'at Yisroel, you see, apart from the mitzvah of establishing domicile in Ne'at Yisroel, so they, which is incumbent upon everybody, so there is a nisya to go out of Eretz Yisrael. But that nisya to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, applies only to a resident of Eretz Yisrael. But someone who is a ben chutz loretz, but who just came to Eretz Yisrael to visit, he's allowed to go back. He's allowed to go back. So also in Eretz Yisrael, lotzeis lechutz loretz. So the Chachonim, the Klei Yad Yisrael, who accompanied them, who escorted them, they escorted them up to Akko, including Akko, and they entered Akko. And then they said goodbye inside Akko. So it's a raya that Akko were allowed to enter the Klei Yad Yisrael. So it's a raya that Akko Yad Yisrael, on the Rabbaye, three point column. Imagine on the Sayam Lauglan, in Stein the Duke, and what he named, where I see a letter ticket. Ja la hat mir hoza, de weit ge sayamot. Du ich kein name ist du hier tu de yemi in wat koi. So, die Gemara says, that there is a nisa, that the hoche mai so we see that it's muta for a person to walk out from Eretz Yisrael into Akko. So it's a raya that Akko so was kapshur lebo. So what we see from this Talmud? First we deduce the raya that the sparad mitzvah in Yerishtam in Shaftenbo, so that was depend upon Gushas Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Gushas Eretz Yisrael. But now in regard to the Yisya of also what is Eretz Yisrael Mechutz Loretz, even for a moment, because they are covered with them, they were not allowed to escort them beyond Akko, even if they had escorted them, let's say, up to Babel, they would have gone back immediately to Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of Aveire would they have been in there? The Aveire of going out for one moment from Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for one moment. So from this, isn't there a direct? Because we just saw that from Tzitzis it appears that the mitzvah of the Yerushta of living Eretz Yisrael, so it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Mishas Eretz Yisrael. So the neighbor one could argue, just as the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishaftenbom, of living in Eretz Yisrael, is grounded in Shem Eretz Yisrael, not in Mishas Eretz Yisrael, and one could enkind the mitzvah by living in Rishon too. He doesn't have to live back in Yerushalayim, he can live in Rishon and enkind the mitzvah of Diras Eretz Yisrael, of Yerishtem Yishaftenbom. So the Nisa of also what is, for a Ben Eretz Yisrael, also what is Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, even for one moment, should also depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it will depend, and if it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, it should not be osir to leave a place that is kapshur lebavel and enter for a moment a place that was kapshur lebavel, but kapshur lemitzrayim. So what raya does Rabbi Tam have that Akko was kapshur lebavel? Maybe Akko was loy kapshur lebavel. Maybe Akko was like of Shoel Babel, and the part is of Shoel Mitzrayim. So Mimele, that's why if I maybe get Akko, so he has to say we're for an Echtam, because the Takkel we're for an Echtam is based upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dush. Mashenke in vis-a-vis the Yisra of also what is that, Shoel Chutz Loretz. That is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, just as the mitzvah of giving is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a raya is that? So we see from this Tzitzis, the Tzitzis distinguishes between the mitzvah of Dira Eretz Yisrael, and the mitzvah, the Nisa. There is a special Nisa. It's a special Nisa, it's a Nisa Rabbah. And also what is Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, for a Ben Eretz Yisrael, there is a Nisa Rabbah of also what is Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz. So the Nisa of also what is Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz, even for a moment, that applies even to a going out for a moment from a place that has Gushas Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Gushas Eretz Yisrael. That does not have Gushas Eretz Yisrael. You see, because Rashi is it is a fro. אני אבי שם הלכיכם אשר יצא יש לכם לארץ מצרים לא שיש לכם לסרץ כנען לי יש לכם לריקי so the suppose is שכל הדור בארץ ישראל כמי שיש לו הלכה וחצורה שעץ וכל הייצי ממנו כאילו אי ולא מזוי כל הייצי ממנו so there is a special הלוכה כל הייצי ממנו כאילו אי ולא מזוי that's the basis for the Isa of also what is now to soil of Chutz Loretz. So Manila, that is, I can apply in two ways. It certainly can apply to one who is Yetze from a place like Rishon that has a Shemel Yisrael, to a place that does not even have Shemel Yisrael. And it also applies to someone who is Yetze from a place that has Bishas Al Yisrael into a place that does not have Bishas Al Yisrael, even though it has a Shemel Yisrael. All right. So I'm not a tamu koshim yet. The Akko is a chetzi obore, the chetzi bisurus boreth. Ki di mucha biru shav, roch amai rebe isi tzadzi bechutz loretz. The hod, when you shan and not. So, when does the Mishnah say that tamu you get me Akko? He has to say for nechtu for nechtam, only if he delivers the get from the hefer bako, this is lisat chutz loretz. But if he shvi adu was a get from the hefer bako, that is adu arts Yisrael, that is dusha selts Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say before the nechtam or before the nechtam. That's what Rabbi Shmuel passed. So nichtas lufan et rabbi loye, oma loy rabbi, valoy kvasi soye, mublaz bitchum eart yisroel, mutheil lecetei oyei samako, utnang rabbi meirei rabbi kiaz yisroel lekitin, vapil rabbon lupida lid rabbi meirei lubako, vimil cheke, avo kvasi soye, mikreve, loy, oma loy, so Rabbi Shmuel answered, shteik mi shteik, hoy yotado vete a yotso. Oh, you manage yourself to even come away? So Rabbi Shmuel didn't even mean that he was required. So it was just an experiment. Who's he new coming? So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that actually, and Rabbi Shmuel himself considered that if Yishmiah delivers a get from Kvasi Soye, he doesn't have to say Ponachta Ponachta. Even though Kvasi Soye is Mutzvoret, but it would last between Eretz Yisrael. So it's closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko. So since Rabbi Meir holds that even from Akko, you don't have to say Ponachta. True, the Rabbon Achilik can be passed by the Rabbon, but the Rabbon Achilik can be gave to Akko. But Kvasi Soye, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko, so even the Rabbon of Rabbi Meir will agree that he doesn't have to say Ponachta Ponachta. So the Rabbi has to kashe against Rabbi Tam. He says, against Rabbi Tam, she is that when was the Mishnah say that from Akko you have to say before the Nachlu for Nechtam only the Shliya will be get from the second of Akko. The Hefer Bako, that is Lesat Chutzlan. But if the Shliya wanted to leave him. Again, from the first of Akko, the Hefer Bako, that is Lesat Eretz Yisrael, so he wouldn't have to say before Nechtam for Nechtam. So in Melee, so that means that in Akko we have two hands. This Hefer Bako, let's say Eretz Yisrael is here, and Chutzlan is here. So this, if the Shliya delivers a get from this Hefer Bako, so he doesn't have to say before Nechtam. If he delivers a get from this Hefer Bako, he has to say before Nechtam for Nechtam. So that means that Akko, the same city, has two heads. So the head of Akko, that is Litzat Chutzlorez, is certainly very, very close to the head of Akko that is Eretz Yisrael, because half of the same city is Eretz Yisrael itself. Masheikin Kvasi Soye, that's only moved Rabbit from Eretz Yisrael. It is surrounded on three sides of the other pshat. It's within the radius of 2,000 Amos of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not part of the same city, is not the Eretz Yisrael. So what is more close to Eretz Yisrael? The half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, or Kvasi Soye. Obviously, the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz is closer to the half of Akko is at Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh. Is much closer to the half of Akko that is with Eretz Yisrael than Kvasi Soye is to Tzipere. Tzipere is only Mugla B'Sechtrum Eretz Yisrael. And here, it's more than Mugla B'Sechtrum. It's included in the same city as Eretz Yisrael.
So the melee, so how could Rabbi Moshe say? How could Rabbi Moshe say that the Rabbi Moshe said, Aaron Michalik in regard to Akko, Akko is distant. But in regard to Pasisoi, which is relatively close, not, no! Akko is more relatively close than Pasisoi, because the help of Akko, that is the Tatchutla, it is very, very close to the help of Akko's Adat Israel. It's more than movement is Yetkun Adat Israel. It's within the same city, within the same city limits. Right. ומה ביקח מכל מוקים אקו עדיבי אבל כשחקריך חייקם ציפי ראשי עצמא חצר הסויל ואי דרך די בקמון דמי חירת מייסוי ילת וחיוס מנתנן אקו כי עצי סויל לגיטני לגיטני לעבוד עם לי כל שכסוי ידימי לך יתומי עד הרבה סוי עדיבי ונדע בקש כי מי מסליס נאי לביצד של חוץ מורת וכסוב עד כמי שיוחד שמי כיבוש ואבי עצמא ארץ ישראל ואוכל מגוי אלי יד כמי חרב לו ארץ ישראל כי בנשמי כיבוש אוי דיום לו כיבון יד חתומי כחוץ מורת דמי Now, another Gemara, Chafriya Barabe Reis in Abaye, as to ever, Hamich Rabdo Yisuri is Yosef Lecheus or not, and that Abaye goes according to Mandoma, that Yimshoch it Shmei Kibush. So the Gemara is patient, that is Yosef Lecheus, Nisua, the Meir in the Rabbe Shiaz Yisroel Legitin, Legitin Gav Chesam Lalem, Legitin Neil Avodim Loi, because Kisuri the Meir Reketuri. So, since Rameya, even Rameya, who favors Akko, Legitin Gitin, So he says, we are voting if somebody is making an event to Akko, so then he is Yotzal Lecheus. So Akko that is close, he is Yotzal Lecheus. So Suye that is far away, is certainly Yotzal Lecheus. But according to Rabnetan, that when the Mishnah that says Akko is Kechutz Loretz, has reference to the help of Akko that is Lezat Chutz Loretz. So the Meile, when Reb Meir says that Akko is Kiyat Yisrael Gittin, he has reference even to the help of Akko, that is that Chutz Loretz is Kiyat Yisrael Gittin. So that implies Ligittin in Lavod in Lay. So the help of Akko, that Chutz Loretz is, has a being of Chutz Loretz with Abi Avodi. But, so what's the Raya, Kosh, Kisuri, the Mirai Yetuve? But this Abaye is a little Mandoma, Kimishok Shmei Kibush. If Kimishok Shmei Kibush, so Suri is out Israel. But the help of Akko, that Chutz Loretz is Chutz Loretz. So why does the Gemara say Koshki? No, he and Isenes. Akko, that is, we are dealing with the help of Akko, that is at Chutz Loretz. So there, it's Yosef Lecheus. Masheik in Suria, Kod Mandoma, Kimishok Shmei Kibush. So it's out Israel. The second question. Wohl ich dein bekommen habe so ihr Kind dann Akko das soll ich geben. Du nehmen aber nur Kosten sind aber tue, aber habe so ja dile. Kim was ist da so gut, weil das war ich auch mit Kibus. Aber was das soll? Noch mit Gold ja die Rad da soll ich mit Kibus ich nur Kim da von Tom ich gut war sagen. Wenn da wie da für das auf soll doch mal von ja. So ist rein sagen da. Aber da am sie die ist der Grund ist nicht gesehen. Wohl du da aber nicht sehen nicht. Der da mir geht mir ab. Hier ist es von der da mal wie bringt es from the Hefer Bakos at Chutz Loretz. But if he brings the Shliya brings the Get from the Hefer Bakos at Israel, he doesn't have to say Vonechtam. Then he says that even if he has to bring the Get from the Hefer Bakos that is about Israel, he still has to say Vonechtam. Because Vonechtam does not depend upon Eretz Israel, it primarily depends upon the Mitzvim Likaimei. Well, Raya, I mean, this doesn't mention it. Bobel also has a thing about Israel. Bobel certainly does not have precious out Israel. Why? Because in Bobel there are many Tomei Chachomim, there are Bodhi Dini, so even in the Kaimei, there are Kiyo Nishmo. So in Mele, in a general way, Eretz Israel were Kiyo Nishmo. And they were even in the Kaimei. But if you find a certain city in Eretz Israel, that they were not Kiyo Nishmo, and they were not even in the Kaimei, because it was away from the center of Eretz Israel, from the Bodhi Dini, from the Tomei Chachomim, so there, even that city in Eretz Israel, he has a din of Chutz Loretz and Gavim von Echtam von Echtam. So even the help of Akkot of Eretz Israel, since it is far away from the Ikar HaYishu, and from Bodhi Dini, and from Tomei Chachomim, from the Shiles, so it's not Kiyo Shmo, it's not even Tzimri Kaimei, so you have to say von Echtam von Echtam. He says, wenn man wieder das soll so von der da ich sehe halt wohl doch nicht ihr ganze soll und muss ich nein schiebe sie mal die nehmen der kann nicht mit alles da beach und da bereit und gehabt so war das ich sei na okay sie sind die tasche asch von der soll so am tam du tag jetzt über bubble kapsu der he says no we don't have to sing on bubble kapsu Maybe only brother could shoe Ashkelon. But Ashkelon was Rochik, we can't shoot out Israel. And the Konyaku for the Nechtam depends upon the proximity to the Potitini in Eretz Yisrael, to the Pesach, the Nagodu and Potitini, and to the Talmid Chacham, the Yishit. Aval Gav, we have the Hakim Hatam, Ash the Kol Shabir, Kvas Yisrael, the Kol Yitz Pele, Shoy Zinika Yishivat Yisrael, Tvei Yako, the Roche Yinika Yishivat Yisrael, Aval Gav, Gav, Yad Zum Eretz Yisrael, Ukvas Yisrael, Yechutz Moretz, the Kol Mokim Poshit Shabir, Kim Nikam Lei, Yimu Vaz Mahane, Kim Imam Yishim Eretz Yisrael, Kim Amu Yivam Amu Yishim Eretz Yisrael, Vin Tema, Yom Abu Yerushalmi, Hamecher Rabbi Lako, לא צריך חירוס, רבשים לא מתרביות נעימר, אפילו לאקו לאקו, וכי אם אפילו די סיצ'אצ בארץ ישראל לא צריך חירוס, אם כי מאקו לאקו המיוע צריך חירוס, כי אם נחושת מחוץ מורת. ויש לו אימא, דיני נחושת מחוץ מורת, את הבית כאי של ארץ ישראל, את המחוץ מורת נחושת ארץ ישראל. Now I'm not going to explain that, but I'll leave it with you in the main topics, and I mean I discussed the sheets from the town, and the sheet of the day, I mean some other things have to be, other sheets of shame have to be discussed in conjunction with that, but so next time, so I'll discuss in detail, I mean the sheet of Amitam and the sheet of the Reed in connection with Akko and in connection with other matters. Now, but you should go look over a certain Yerushalmi in detail about Akko. That's the Yerushalmi divided, you know, is specified in Halochas, I mean, the second Mishneh, I mean, Halochas means. It's part of our Mishneh, but in the Yerushalmi it's the second Mishneh. Halacha Beis, the Yerushalmi about Akko, it's Daf Hei on the Dalet, on page 9 here. So, yeah, on the Dalet, it starts on the Dalet, it starts the last line in Daf Hei on the Dalet, the last line, Reboma, Hamecha Rabbi Akko Yosef Heus. That's the Yerushalmi that Jesus mentions. That Yerushalmi says that if someone sells a Eretz knife to the first half of Akko, he's Yosef Heus. To the half of Akko that is born as a pan Eretz Yisrael, that is Tal Eretz Yisrael. Then Rabshin of the Abudin says that even if the Eretz knife lived in the first half of Akko, and then the Odin sold it to a master in the second half of Akko, he's also Yosef Heus. So the question is, Monisha, if when one sells an Eretz from Eretz Yisrael Mamish, to the first step of Akko is Yotzer Heus, so obviously the first step of Akko is Chutzlaret. So why do we say that if he sells the Eved from the first step of Akko to the second step of Akko, it's also Yotzer Heus, so he sells it from Chutzlaret to Chutzlaret? So Tesei in the Teretz, Yishlim Adnei Dechoshit to Chutzlaret, Vigabi Ika Yishim Eretz Yisrael, Vigabi Chutzlaret to Chutzlaret to Chutzlaret. So what I say is this, I mean in brief, first of all, Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosha says, in so many words, that even though the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko is Yisrael, one half of Akko is Chutzlaret, so what it means is that the one half of Akko that born that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, so it's called Eretz Yisrael, because not only were in Yisrael gave a shed, in the Gobel were also gave a shed, so it can do just Eretz Yisrael as well. The second half of Akko, the half of Akko is at Chutzlaret, that the Yerushalmi calls Chutzlaret, so it's called Chutzlaret, according to Ramadan, I say. So it's called Chutzlaret because the Rabbi Tam says this in Ayosha in so many words, explicitly, that the second half of Akko, so it's called Chutzlaret because the Rebbe were not Kedishim, but the Mitzrayim were Kedish everything. So that means, according to Rabbi Tam, the first half of Akko not only has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, not only has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but there's Dushas Eretz Yisrael as well. The second half of Akko, so Dushas Eretz Yisrael is also there because the Rebbe were not Kedish. But Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. This is according to Rabbi Tam. And this Rabbi Tam says himself in Sifra Yosha. Now, the Rishite is that the first step of Akko that Yerushalmi calls Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael because the Mitzrayim were Kedesh, the first step of Akko. The Mitzrayim were Kedesh, the first step of Akko. So, but the Rebbe were not in Kedesh, the first step of Akko.
But it's called Eretz Yisrael because it is the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The second level back on the Yerushalmi goes Chutz Moed, because even the Yisrael won't have finished the second level back on. Even the Yisrael won't have finished the second level back on. It wasn't even come within the group of Shemitu Avonavino. Oh, the Yisrael could have been finished, as the Ramban and the Ritva says. But the Ritva says in Gittin that it's like Shoye, because it wasn't included in the ruling. But Shemitu Avonavino. So the Mele, it's not even called Kopshu and Mitzrayim. So it's just like Kibishot. So the first of Avako, according to me, has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second of Avako was not even written on Avraham Avinu. Was not even written on Avraham Avinu. So the Mele, the Rebbe says as follows. Hameich Rav de Leako, Yotra Hills, if Saldo themselves there with night to the from Yerushalayim, to the first of Avako, so he sells him from a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael to a place that has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So Yotzer Chayus. Why? Because this aloche, the Tamich Rav Lechus Lo Yotzer Chayus, is a knas. Why the Chachomim comes the Odin, who was Meich Rav Lechus Lo Yotzer Chayus? So the Tesis reading it explains it on the basis that he was Mafkia, the Letnayim, from his Satori's bodies. As long as the Letnayim lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Letnayim was able to have a chilek in the Mitzvah Satori's bodies. But the moment he sells the Letnayim to Elvester, who lives in Chutz Loretz, so he deprives the Letnayim of an opportunity of fulfilling Mitzvah Satori's bodies. So that's the Knas, that's the Tesis reading. Rashi in Asheleach explains, in the first page in Hebrew, he explains this aloche of Amich Rav Lechus Lo Yotzer Chayus, that is Siknas Chachomim, because he made the Eretz Yisrael being the Beiser of Posolot Yisrael Yisrael Lechus Lo Yotzer. So in Meir, the Rebbe holds that both dry enough. The Chachomim comes to the lesson, he sells an Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lo Yotzer for both reasons. For the reason mentioned by this is Reed, because he deprives the Eretz Yisrael of the opportunity of being the kindness of his Boretz, and the reason mentioned by Rashi, because it causes him to be evil and miser of his own status for the good one. So the name of Yerushalmi says, Hameich Rav Yerako, if suppose the Eretz Yisrael lived in Yerushalayim, and then the master sold this Eretz Yisrael to a master in the first step of Akko, the first step of Akko does not have the Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. So is Yotzer Chayus. Why? Because of the Tisus Reed stuff. Because he deprived the Eved of the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah for his bodies. Rav Shimon of the Rav Yudna Meir, Afilu Me'ako Le'ako, suppose that Naimi lived in the first step of Akko. And then the master sold to another master in the second step of Akko. So there is also Yotzer Chayus. Because as far as the Yisrael, of course, what's not so the Chutz Moed, so if someone lives in Eretz Yisrael that has Shem Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes out to a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, so he's also in the Yisrael, of course, what's not so the Chutz Moed. So maybe the time of Rashi applies. So that's why he's Yotzer Chayus in both situations. In the situation where the Odin sells and an entire from Igar Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, where the Tzibishas Eretz Yisrael, to the first of Avakah, that does not have Tzibishas Eretz Yisrael, but has only Shem Eretz Yisrael. So he deprives him of the opportunity of being Mikhail Bishas Akkoyis Boret. So because of the Tzibishas Eretz Yisrael, so the Chachomim counts on him, and he's Yotzer Chayus. Then Rav Shimon of the Rav Yudin says, basically, Abdullah Akko, if the originally was in the first of Avakah, so he had no opportunity to be Mikhail Bishas Akkoyis Boret. But now, but at least he lived in a place that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now he sold him to a master that lives in the second of Avakah that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, that does not live to Avraham Avinu. So the Mele he was given to him, he should name the Yisrael, or for what is not for the Chutz Moretz. So again a Knas. This is according to me, according to Rabbi Tam, that the first of Hebavakah, so he has Yidushas Eretz Yisrael, so he couldn't say that the ratio of the pricing
Amichirato Akol Yotzlechirus means that if someone from Yerushalayim, a notin from Yerushalayim, sold it at 90 to a investor in the first level of Akol, so he's Yotzlechirus because he deprived him of the opportunity of being in times that were well. Because according to Rabbi Tamsu, the first level of Akol, his wishes are his soil, so he didn't deprive him of an opportunity. He was forgiving of this that were well. So Rabbi Tamsu has to explain the Yerushalayim, the ratio of the price in Yerushalayim. Amichirato Akol Yotzlechirus. The Talmud says that if someone, let's say, who lives in Yerushalayim, in a place that has Mishas Eretz Yisrael, sells the Eved at 90 to a investor in the second half of Akko, is Yotzlecheus, because the second half of Akko, according to Talmud, does not have Mishas Eretz Yisrael, and he transferred it from Yerushalayim that has Mishas Eretz Yisrael into the second half of Akko. So he was lucky. I am of mitzvahs after his morning. So the king of the Rebutin is amazing. Why not if somebody sold a retinue from Yerushalayim to the second of Abaco? Even if he sold the retinue from the first of Abaco to the second of Abaco, he's also not to the Chayos. Because the first of Abaco, like Yerushalayim, has mitzvahs after his morning. And the second of Abaco only had a shelter of Israel. This is how Rabbi Tam would have to explain it. Okay.